This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, the Wisconsin Medical Society recently revised its position on voluntary opt-outs on vaccinations. We'll find out what the changes are and what they mean for parents and public health. First, Milwaukee County has been at the center of a heated state budget debate that's lasted months. The most contentious question has been whether to direct $250 million of public money to a new Milwaukee Bucks arena. That proposal is now out of the budget and in the legislature at large, but other hot-button items are sure to affect the county as well. A decrease in proposed transportation funding, a big cut to the UW system as well. As the budget and the Bucks proposal head to the full legislature, we welcome Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abley to the show. Chris Abley, thanks for joining us.
Great to be here.
So were you disappointed that the Bucks Arena proposal was removed from the state budget to become standalone legislation?
No. I mean, I think this budget, as I'm sure most of your listeners who are political watchers would agree, is one of the more complicated budgets I've seen in Wisconsin in a very long time. There's a lot of differences of opinion where normally people are lined up at this point, and there's a lot of big issues in there. Obviously, you know, the arena is a big one. The way I have talked about that from my standpoint in the county is if there was a federal law that prevented the public funding of any kind of arena or stadium, so there was sort of an even market completely around the country, I'd support that. But until it happens, right now the market is such that a lot of these groups can go to places and go to cities where they get these offers of support. And we're not a city that is without a team looking to bring one in. We're a city and a county and a state that has a team that is currently contributing close to $7 million a year just from the income tax. And that doesn't go to the city or the county. It goes to the state. And, you know, Buck's team aside, my concern is if they leave, we have this big budget hole, and we also lose a couple hundred existing jobs, and property values not only don't go up, they probably go down, and an area downtown in Milwaukee called the Park East, which has been largely undeveloped for about 15 years, the undeveloped area gets, frankly, bigger because it gets added to it a zombie Bradley Center with a bunch of liabilities on it. And while there's some disagreement about who would be responsible for the upkeep, I keep pointing out that, you know, we can all sit here and say not it, but somebody's going to have to pay for redevelopment there. So I do see this as an important issue and, frankly, one that can be catalytic. And I do think legislators on both sides have seen that.
You're basically summing up the argument at that presentation early in June that the catchphrase was it's cheaper to keep them. So $250 million of public money from the state, county, and city levels, budget money scarce at all those levels.
Right.
Is it really worth that investment plus interest down the road to get those benefits you just outlined?
Sure. It's a great question. I mean, I think people should always ask of any public investment, does this, any incremental new investment of public money, is it worth it? Is it warranted by a return? In this case, I think it's a pretty clear yes. And just to put that in some context, I've been county executive for 4 years, and in that time, I've been restoring social programs like mental health, I mean, millions more every year, child support, programming in the House of Corrections, aging, family care, trying to fill in for transit because our state funding for transit has been cut, and, you know, that's been hard for me to do. So I am laser focused on empowering the neediest and most vulnerable. But I also know that if we lose the Bucks, the revenue that goes to the state, it is a big revenue source. And incidentally, it's a revenue source that's going to increase rather significantly. The 200 figure you talked about is over a 20-year period. Over the same period, just the incremental income well exceeds that just from the players. And that's before you get to the increase in property appraisals. You've got thousands of new properties down here, residences that the city has done a wonderful job developing that are now going to be closer to a much more valuable part of downtown they'll be happy about. You bump their appraisals by, say, 5%, 2,500 residences just on the river, just north of downtown, 20 years, 5%, that's an enormous increase without raising any taxes. And why am I excited? It's not about the bucks. That's more revenue for me to continue doing what I've done, which is restore social services. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm a Bucks fan, too, but that to me is the argument that's compelling.
Do you think it's a sure thing that the Bucks leave if this deal, as is, isn't struck?
You know, I'm not. I think it would be very likely. I hope that the deal is struck. I hope that's not one of the issues we have to worry about. You mentioned before one of the other things I and most other cities and counties are looking at is the transportation budget, which has a number of parts that directly affect us. Transit, well, it represents a small part of the state transportation budget. Here in Milwaukee, about 150,000 rides are given every single day. 19,000 University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, about 43,000 to Milwaukee Area Technical College, all their campuses, about 40,000 every day just to get to work. That's about as important to me as anything. And I noticed that in the governor's proposed budget, they're flat for the first year of the biennium, and I think a small bump in the second year, which might get us back to where we were about 5 years ago.
So another point of criticism in what's happening related to this Bucks deal is you would get from the legislature more authority, more control over land sales of county lands, especially a site close to the Bucks arena would usually have to go through the board, as I understand it. Did you seek out that enhanced authority from state legislators?
There's a number of things I sought out. In the 4 years I've been here, most years I've been here, I've sought change at the state level, impact in the county. And the reason has always been where I think we can get the best value for the county. So as an example, the first year I was here, I fought for an independently elected comptroller. I liked the idea that the person who certifies numbers doesn't report to me or any county exec, doesn't report to the board. They can be safely independent to say, hey, this is more expensive than you're saying or less. And then 2 years ago, the mental health board, the creation of the mental health board, which actually removed quite a bit of authority for me, though the goal was about better care for the folks we serve with mental illness. And, 1 year out, we had for first time in about 15 years, a $10 million surplus, first time in a long time, a decrease in emergency room visits significantly, more community placements, better outcomes. And similarly here, one of the issues that's come up is, what we're proposing is modeled on the way the state does it, the way a number of other counties, including Waukesha, do it. Yes, it is something I sought.
You did seek that. Mm-hmm. We are talking to Chris Abley. He's the county executive in Milwaukee County, talking about budget issues, the Bucks Arena, and other things affecting the state's highest population county. Let's talk a little more about transportation funding. Some highway projects getting delayed in a deal struck to get the budget through the Joint Finance Committee. How are you seeing the transportation budget affecting you there in Milwaukee County?
Well, the biggest project that has everybody's attention in Milwaukee, I mean the city and the county and probably the broader five-county area, is the Zoo Interchange. One of the reasons it's an issue is that it's the single busiest interchange in the state, about 300,000 riders a day. Two, it's in progress. The work there was started a few years ago, and I'm sure many people have seen what's going on there. And at one point, there was some concern that as part of the cuts in the transportation budget, was going to be essentially held up and delayed finishing. And one of the points I was, and my colleagues down here have tried to make to the legislators at the state level is, putting aside for a second the relative merits of spending hundreds of millions of dollars on these projects, and to begin with, I was uncomfortable with $1.3 billion in extra bonding to do it. I don't like that kind of borrowing. I think it hurts future generations. But we've started this project, and in addition to being the busiest, It's also right next to the largest regional medical complex and by far the largest level one trauma center in the state. And for a whole lot of areas of medical care, whether you live in Milwaukee or not, the highest level of critical care is right there. And so as an added concern, making sure that people can have fast access when they need it is not a hypothetical. It looks like that, as I understand it, in the latest version, that project will continue. But I think the broader issue, as many have noted, is that we're going to need a more sustainable way to fund the transportation budget. And certainly I have a strong bias towards moving a lot more of it towards public transit.
Now, whether we're talking about putting state money into the Bucks Arena or state money into that zoo interchange, sometimes there's pushback from the rest of the state. Why are we putting a lot of money into these Milwaukee area, Milwaukee County projects? Do you think that's fair for legislators and citizens around the state to be a little reluctant to sign on to something like that?
Oh, it's a very fair question. I think the answer the headline of the answer is because 33% of the state revenue that's being spent in Madison is generated in Milwaukee. It's where most of the people, voters, and taxpayers are. And interestingly, I've become more aware of this in the 4 years I've been here, of the shared revenue that goes to all 72 counties, and there's a lot of different streams, but a lot of it is calculated on a per capita basis, and there's a number of those funding formulas where Milwaukee County is uniquely reimbursed at a lower level. That's why I always think it's funny when I hear legislators say, oh, you know, Milwaukee's that sucking sound. I think what you mean is more of a gushing sound. And I'm not saying nobody wants Madison or the state legislators to bail us out. I just settled for being at the same level, which incidentally, until about 30 years ago, the county was the same per cap level. But regardless, it's also, you know, the highest return on investment. If all we wanted to do as a state is grow the revenue that we can then, as a state, make decisions about the single best investment you could make is in the economic engine of the state, which is here in Milwaukee.
Chris Abley, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
We've been talking to Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abley about how the hotly debated state budget will affect Milwaukee County, the Bucks Arena plan as well.